Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it's already October 3rd. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yesterday was my grandmother. Yeah, what do we have?
Who's grandson? Which one?
The one in Florida.
Oh. Now, who's the one? Jim.
I thought you were your friend.
Jim was, yeah.
Oh, you mean the specific one? Now, these are the dynamiting that was done at that time. And this was a bigger one, and this was the crew that did it.
Now, can I take these and go make copies of them?
I don't care. I don't know if you want them all, because they're just about the same. This one here is actually the best.
If I can take them over to the township, and then I'll see if I can get there tonight. Yeah, Mr. Gray is there tonight. Yeah, something. And this was done for what reason, Matt?
To make ditches to drain the marsh.
To drain the marsh. And then what are we going to do, make gardens out there or something?
Good. Well, this one picture shows a picture of the water.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the channel right there. And this was going out towards the channel, where it opened up into the channel. That was the last, see there, the water. And the ends were the last ones done. This here was through the marsh one. And then as they went along, they opened up the very end last.
And where would that be? Where was that end?
Back of Dad's place.
And this end then, or on the...
Where your line is.
Yeah.
And you walk over, I don't know how many yards that would be. There's a ditch there.
There's a ditch.
And then there's another ditch. And I don't know if there's a third over on Felix's line that they did at that time. I know there's one in the middle, but I think there's one over on Felix's end, too.
And the end of the ditch was on our end of the...
Well, the end of the ditch, there's three ends. Three ditches.
Three ditches.
Yeah, three
ditches. They ended on the east end away from your dad's end or on the end?
No, there was one ditch parallel with your line. So far from the line, I forget my number. And then so far from that, then they made another ditch. And then I don't know if it was at the same time or later on they just put Felix's
third. When was that?
It doesn't say here, but we were in school, and I was probably in the 7th or 8th grade, so I was probably about 11 years old, and so that would be
1927. And I guess it's
old.
It's a fairly new one, and I'm not too sure about how to work it. Okay.
And all the schools in the neighborhood, night school at that time, and our district, and the one farther over,
North Robbins.
There was North Robbins. All of those kids, they had a bunch of them come in, some of the older ones. And see, there's C.P. Millen. Is the one that instigated. He was the farm brew. No, C.P. Mellon. He was the county agricultural agent at that time.
Oh, C.P.?
C.P. Mellon.
Mellon?
M-I-L-H-A-N.
And he was what?
The county.
Yeah.
Agricultural agent.
Yeah. He arranged it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And many, many farmers from the neighborhood came.
Out of the...
Oh, yeah. And to see how this was done so that they could do it for themselves then later.
And the school children came to watch, too?
To watch, too.
And then what did they do? Did they make any use of that? Was anything used to plant back there?
Oh, yeah. See, Dad, he planted potatoes. He had big strawberry patch. He had sugar beets and all of that. Between
between the ditches, between your place and our place. There.
I know my mother-in-law used to raise sugar beets. And they used to have, they used to do haying on the other side.
Yeah.
Between the little bayou and the river itself. They used to do haying back there.
Oh, Dad did too. And he'd haul it around through the bridge that used to be back at your place back there.
Come around. Yeah.
And I'd have to help him, and the snakes would be in it and fall.
Oh. The good old days, huh?
Yeah.
And that was about 1927.
Approximately. Now here, I don't have the first page.
I'll return these to you.
But you can read this. I don't know, maybe you've got it.
I don't recognize this.
Now this is taken from Ma's book that she had. This all different things.
Well, I'd like to copy that.
Mm-hmm.
I got quite a bit on that tornado. That Hogan or Robinson Village, that's sort of my little pet.
Well, see, it tells in here, too, about that in Hogan, that the Lutheran Church was sprung from the Methodist Church that they had there. It tells in that one, I think.
Now, do you remember that Lutheran Church? I've had two different versions. That the church was completely blown away.
I've got pictures of it here.
As it's blown away?
Well, all went down. Yeah, the guys are clearing it up.
Now, there's also somebody living in that's supposed to be one of them, too.
Well, see, they built another one. Well, they built another one.
But that isn't the same one.
No.
I'll show you that when I get to it. I've got a tab still in there from 1891 for Bucky. And I've got the 86 cents. I'll cost that was that much. This is from that one that Miss Clark wrote up for you, isn't it?
I don't know.
This is the one. I have several copies of that.
Okay, that's all I got.
Oh, this is all. Now, the rest is this.
No, this is
all. Okay. And you have pictures, you said, of the church that?
And one good picture I gave to Amelia Kavinsky.
Oh.
And she never brought it back. It was a big blowout.
Amelia? Is she? Amelia? I know who you mean. On Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
And she maybe has a picture?
A large picture.
I don't know. And that's of the Lutheran Church as it was destroyed?
After it was destroyed.
Oh, that's your brother.
Yeah.
I peeked a little bit.
It's about $600. Nice.
There from
Grandma.
We have to go to St. Pete. Berkeley Street streets. Our time was the worst time in the world.
And his name was? You just told me. And what was her name?
Otilia.
Hey, I think I know somebody else by that name.
That's a compound of yours. I get sick a lot from it. Take too much off of me and take all the food off of me. I take too much off of me. Too much.
Do you have another picture of this?
I have other pictures, but
this is a good one. Because I can make it bigger or smaller too, you know.
That was his perfect crew chant when he was in the hospital. And this is from the hospital.
Who's that? Still
at Bob's.
Oh, Bob.
I've got neuropathy in my feet.
I wanted to go through all of that this summer. I gave you guys this and just didn't get around to it. Well, I'd like to see it in this bunch.
You know what? After you, and I find too, after I work, I have all this stuff. Everything kind of runs together. You don't happen to have, that would be nice too to have. You don't happen to have any picture of any of the ice cutting tools. Because I know they did it there, because I remember Felix driving out with his truck on there.
Dad used to go down there, and Felix used to have it in his barn.
Mm-hmm. With sawdust, because we used to play in there in the summertime. It was a nice, cool place to go play.
And my folks would always get the ice from there. No, I just don't know what it is. One of my other albums, I suppose. Heaven's Timber, Detroit, where that is.
That's what
I'm
trying to do,
is get some of this stuff cleared up. This is what I
have.
Now, here's
the
picture of the church.
Yeah.
Heaven
loves you. They call it the cycle. Yeah. And then there was plans across from, she lived across from where I do. Where Freeza lives. I remember that old house, and she didn't let us in there.
Oh, I was in a lot of times.
Well, this was not too long before she died, maybe. What is that?
That's where we used to live in town. Clearing it where they lived now. Oh, wait. They lived. dad was 19 years old, right after they came to the Robinson. See, he wasn't born here. He was born in
Florida. A lot of us were. Yeah.
just, when I was driving, I just, you know, the speed limit,
Yeah, it's none of my girls is in there. That's, of course,
yeah.
This is Vincent down here. Okay, either way. Okay, on the left.
Now, I've got the names all written down. You can see there was a line written here.
Yeah.
And I've got the names written down on the picture that I've got somewhere. So I'll have to check that out. This one here was the Stymus, what's his name that he killed?
Bruno.
No.
Henry.
Henry.
Okay.
This one here. That's the second one.
In the white shirt? We'll put a question mark for the first one, and then white shirt.
Well, this is the Pichetta right here. It makes
Henry.
It between Henry and then the Pichetta.
A Pichetta.
And then Bill.
And then Bill Colcord.
And Carol.
And how she spells it? C-A.
And then there's some on the end here. I don't recognize this one. Yeah, that must be another
Oatnovich.
I'm not sure.
Okay. See, I got some names. This is what I do. But this is more or less self-explanatory. Do you know, do you remember when Felix's dance hall burned?
Just vaguely.
Because we're wondering if this might be the very edge of the corner of it. Oh, wait a minute. No, I've got the wrong picture. This is a wedding picture.
Yeah, there's bouquets.
Because of the way they're dressed, but we don't know who's. See, people brought pictures, and we copied them.
Yeah.
You know, we photographed them and made copies, but someone was writing them down, and some of them got mixed up. And people didn't know. Some of them people didn't know. But they thought, well, it's an old picture and it's from out here, so we just took it. Eventually, maybe somebody will. Now, this is Bert Tripp. This is Bert and his wife, their wedding picture. This is Doc Johnson from the Anderson Street and his wife. And this is Irene Moss. And then one of these girls is... was Lillian Williams and her sister. And this is my grandmother. And of course Louise. And this is Totten. This is my aunt Nellie Totten. Now, Bert Linsky. But and she with Bruno, her husband, raised and trained. But that's the only picture we've got of her. Bernie and Alfreda, and this is Louise when they moved out here from Chicago on that old car with all their worldly possessions hanging on it.
Did you ever pose as Santa Claus?
No.
To your family?
No.
This was an every year thing.
Oh, really?
For us to have the bells playing.
Oh, really?
And then we knew Santa Claus was coming.
And it was here.
We never knew that.
No.
Until later in years.
That was bad. Those are pictures of Mrs. Felix.
And one year, the only thing we got was from my folks. Was real hard up at that time. And they gave us each one little thing, just one little thing. But Felix and them brought fruit and candy and some kind of toy. And the boy just told us. And Mom seemed to resent it because pride.
Yeah. This is Sugar's two oldest.
Now, where do you get this picture from? From Lucille. This is our place down in Florida, where we live now.
I tried to think and see if she must have given me that.
That's down in Florida.
This is Cindy and David, Sugar's two oldest, when we had that pancake breakfast. Continue for a bite. tell you?
Is it in clouds? Oh, this is a bird.
Bird, yeah.
Which one? I don't know now.
Bikini.
Is it? I don't know. How loud am I now?
Yeah. Bird. You just got birds.
Okay, now wait a minute. What page is that on? Down in the corner, 14? Page 14, picture 2. And there's Ginny?
Virginia.
Virginia.
I'm pretty sure that is. You maybe in the corner with somebody that related to them. Okay, I'm pretty sure that's who it is.
Pictures of girls.
Yeah,
this is me, my sister Marie, and Louise.
Oh, they're
on the side. Remember they used to have a little playground on the side of the store?
If I'm not mistaken, my mother took that picture.
Really?
Either my mother or her. Because we've got a picture of it, too. Unless it's somebody else took a picture at the same time, but it's the same photo. I've got it somewhere. So.
And this is early pictures of Felix's, two years ago. Maybe a year ago this summer. We were in, we took friends over to Wisconsin for a funeral. And while we were going to take him back, and our friend, and so to give them a couple of days, you know, afterwards, we went to my cousin's, Ruby. She was my Aunt Betty's daughter, and she lives in Galley, which is on the other side of Wisconsin, and she gave me these pictures. And this is Louise and Bernie.
So that used to be the tunnel place.
What, Felix's?
Didn't you know that?
Probably. I don't. Offhand, I...
Well, these are all old ball teams. Bass River School and White's house, and but the reason we have that in here is it was so much a part of Robinson. As a matter of fact, it was more a part of Robinson because of Allendale, you know, because of the transfer.
Oh, wasn't that considered Robinson?
Really?
I thought it was.
Really?
This is old Mrs. Franson here, and Tilly Abraham and the Lutz, and there's another Lutz and her dad, and Elfrida, me, Doris, and Robert, and relation to Lutz, I think, Doris, that was the minister at that time, Heidel, and these were the martyr, Mater kids, Mater and Mater. One was killed in the war, and the other one went to be a minister in the UK. And Mr. Mater. This is one of the other Lutz family. And that's Adolf Abraham, he's dead now.
But Mrs. Lee would like to talk to you. was taken a couple of years ago.
Oh, this is the host out here, Mary.
Who?
Wait
a minute. And on page 33, we were wondering who that was. And that's picture 3, Lady in blue. And what is her name?
Rosemary Benustro.
Rosemary. I can handle Rosemary. Can you spell the word?
Van.
Van? And then is it two words?
Yeah.
O-O.
O-O. S-T-E-R. H-O-U-T.
We were wondering who that was. Do you know the lady in the pink? We also didn't know her.
Very old discussions.
Yeah.
Amphibious Space Center.
This is, these are the Sapinski girls, and then this is after they made it into a bed and breakfast.
Yeah, we can tell you something.
And this is my Uncle Bruno, which leads to it. And that's, it's on the back, you know, somebody.
Well, I went to that sale they had after this.
Did you?
And what a complete wreck in that place.
She wouldn't let anybody in.
That was a complete...
I think Mary Historic was the only one she let in there.
I was so amazed.
I was in there many times before, but that was while we lived back there across from it, you know. And this is another picture of it from the river.
Yeah, I was completely shocked.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens, you know. This is the inside of where Mrs. Horton lives and that was a Bestie home. And then this is the old bridge at the end of Stearns Bayou.
Oh, yeah.
A Rogers Bridge, where they said that they brought, part of that old school across there. It was on 144th, and then I think that was the part that's in Felix's. That in there or not, but for the time being, it's in there. Now, what I've done is a lot of, and that's what I would do with some of your things, too. We've got stories, other things that are too big, pictures, and so there's that tax stuff. Someone wrote these down, but that is very nice, but I don't know, is this number one, you know, they didn't say, you know, top row. I don't know if you recognize anyone in there that we could
take this, yeah, I could,
let's take this, get that piece out of there,
push it down. Her name is Liz.
Did you know that over 300 years ago,
Then we won't make room.
Yeah.
I can just sort of tie into that.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
These are just the steamships that got a lot of people, and a lot of people from out here, I guess, traveled on them. And that was the night school. And this is the new night school, which is just Robinson. And this is a little plane crash that happened in front of our house, and my boys were down at that bridge fishing.
Oh, yeah?
And Chucky came running up, Mother, 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 call the policeman, call the police. There was a plane crash down there. John ran over, and he got there about the time the fire was coming out of the plane, and they had the picture in their paper.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Beth
came.
Did you got
the report about the Dayton story?
Dad was just as a peace for years.
Your dad?
He was also something else. He was treasure.
With a list of treasures.
Oh. He was something else in it for years.
And this is from Mrs. Witkowski. You know,
Yeah. My dad married her.
Oh, really?
Married her and the
Vladimir.
I just thought he was just as a peace. And it was October the 31st. And she didn't have any flowers or anything. And my mother went out in the garden and went out and she said, "You better have the flowers here or whatever."
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, honey, $10 a pill, you took 4 days. It's $40 a day.
Okay, shut this off. I'll tell you a couple of stories. Look, I went down to the library, and it's all on. They have all these microfilms.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, my daughter put all those on microfilms. Yeah. Marie, she worked there, and she put all those on microfilms. Oh, is that a job to do that? And then you sit down, and the screen is up here, so you sit like you sit.
Yeah, I remember that cyclone coming through our place. Came through the woods from back to come through that way, and then came through the woods alongside of Frank's and Sparrow's and went down.
Which way did it come from then? From south east?
Come this way.
That's unusual. Usually things like that.
I remember it because it's the direction that the stuff that we're
found
did.
But I've got another supplement here, very good shields, and Blue Cross, and mine will pays 30% of what my bill off. So whenever there's a difference between Blue Cross Blue Shield and Medicare, I will have to do
other things.
Aunt Phoebe used to tell stories about the Indians around there. Did you ever get any of that?
No.
Or that back at Ulysses on Fisher's place is a garden that my dad started. That used to be the Indian hovel place.
I knew there was some around there that they would come across the river and come to where Felix was in now for a train.
Well, the mounds back of the gravel pits there is where there used to be, I would tell them that was the burial ground.
Yeah.
Really? And that's what Aunt Phoebe says, the burial grounds were back there. And we used to find arrowheads, all kinds of things like that.
People we've talked to and strangers. I have several tapes, but now the problem is to get them into printed form.
That sounds like a good idea. Well, I don't know. The hospital bills. Well, they've had that hospital.
I'll tell you a couple stories on that after a while.
The hospital bills are down. I have a global full advantage. $7 and a half. And they say, well, they have to charge up and make up to the people that don't pay. But that's what they say.
And they said, well, school pictures.
People are going to be
I don't think I've got anything on. I guess I'm going to get it.